The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Pete Buttigieg wants to be president more than probably anybody, maybe not Gavin Newsom. Black voters put a complete end to Pete Buttigieg's chance of being president and probably even the Democrat nominee for that matter. This is according to a poll that Emerson did that's going viral right now. You can see it right here. This is for the Democrat nominee in 2028, and in the lead is actually Pete Buttigieg at 16%. As you can see, it is wide open. There's a ton of people on this list, and at the bottom, 23% are undecided. But again, this is significant because Kamala Harris has been discluded from a lot of polling, and she's actually in this one. And I think this is the very first poll that's been done where she is included, and she's not in first place. Pete Buttigieg is. If you're just listening, behind them is Gavin Newsom at 12%, AOC and Josh Pierre tied at 7%, and then a ton of absolute nobodies like Cory Booker and J.B. Pritzker and Amy Klobuchar, who are never going to be president ever, and they're never going to win the nomination. Now, it's really early, obviously, and that 23% that's undecided is a huge deal. It's a massive deal. But when you get into the nitty-gritty of how they actually polled people in this specific polling, Emerson, and they announced this, they did not get a single Black person in this poll to vote for Buttigieg. Not one person of all those names chose Buttigieg. No one. Bill Maher, Stephen A. Smith, and Dr. Phil were actually talking about it. I think what they were talking about is pretty funny over the weekend. Take a look at their reaction.
Democratic primary voters, 16% would support Buttigieg. That's the highest of any candidate. Pete Buttigieg.
I don't believe it. Wait. I think that's just a poll number. I can't see that happening.
Well, okay, but wait. 16%. Black voters? Zero. Zero. You don't usually see zero anywhere. Zero's low.
For who?
What is this?
For Buttigieg. Explain that. I mean, why do Black voters have this? I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's under-indexing a little bit with Black voters, yeah.
A little? What is that all about?
He doesn't move us. I respect the man. I've interviewed him before. Very nice man, highly intelligent. But you gotta be able to move us, bro. He doesn't move us. Well, you can speculate as to why that is. I'm not going there. He doesn't move us.
So he doesn't move us is code for Black people don't vote for a flaming gay guy. That's honestly what he's saying. He just doesn't want to say it because Stephen A. Smith has a higher chance of being president at this point than Pete Buttigieg. He wants to run. I'm surprised Stephen A. Smith wasn't actually in that poll. He's been in a few polls. I don't think he's going to win or anything, but I do think he could pull up a few percent maybe. And I actually do think that he might run. You can see this picture. He actually tweeted this out literally today. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a sign. I think Stephen A. would be interesting. Like I said, I don't think he's going to win. But I do actually think that he has a higher chance of being the Democrat nominee than Pete Buttigieg. Really, truly. I'm not joking. Because he would actually have the Black vote behind him. All those people who are voting for Kamala Harris would vote for Stephen A. over her, I think, easily. And you'd have a ton of Black men who would be like, yeah, I love Stephen A. from sports, obviously. Pete Buttigieg, on the other hand, does not align with Black voters in the slightest. One of the greatest lies, I think, that Democrats have convinced America of over the last few decades is that minorities are liberal. That this is a huge, huge theme. And it's actually been quite smart because what it does is Republicans don't tend to reach out to minorities in a way that they should. But minorities are not, by the data, liberal. Black folk, by and large, are very conservative. Hispanics, incredibly conservative. Native Americans, very conservative. In fact, Native Americans actually did vote majority for Trump in 2024. But the Democrat Party has done a great job of handing out free money to those groups. That's how they get them in. They reach out to them well, and that's how they keep a hold of them. At the end of the day, though, I don't think that means that those minorities are ideologically liberal. I made this prediction a bit ago, but I think that of all the candidates the Democrats are floating right now, Pete Buttigieg, and this is why I bring up the ideology of the minorities. I think Pete Buttigieg, ironically, since he's got the highest polling, I think he would be the worst choice for Democrats. If I was a Democrat, I think that would be the worst strategy going forward. Worse than AOC, worse than Gavin Newsom, worse than Kamala Harris even. I know that sounds crazy. By the way, Kamala Harris won most of the black vote in that poll that I just showed you. That's where most of the black vote was going. But the reason that Pete Buttigieg is the worst of all of them is because he is a flaming gay guy who has gay summer camps with kids that he runs with his husband. That's just not something independents want. When you're talking about minorities, people do not want that. This is not Barack Obama. This is not a, are we ready for a gay president like Barack Obama? Are we ready for a black president or maybe gay president? Maybe we already had our first gay president. Who knows? But having a flaming gay president who pushes it on kids is very different than having a first black president. It's just not even close to the same thing. And I think I've seen a few people on the internet saying it is. It's not. We're fully ready for black presidents. It doesn't matter. Who cares? It's all about merit. But we're not ready for people who trans the kids. And that's frankly what Pete Buttigieg does. If some miracle Pete Buttigieg did win the primary, I think what you'll see is minorities vote for Republicans in higher numbers than you've ever seen. You're already seeing a massive shift just this century from 2000 to 2024 of every minority voting more for Republicans. That was especially true in 2024 for Trump. But I think that would dwarf what we would see in 2028 if Pete Buttigieg was the nominee. Because I guarantee the Baptist black communities are not voting for Buttigieg. The Catholic Mexican Americans are not voting for Pete Buttigieg. He would lose no matter what. I don't even care who the Republican nominee is at that point. And this ultimately is where the Democrat Party falls apart. Because if they nominate Buttigieg and minorities inevitably have problems with them, then the Democrat Party will have to tell their own voters, and they've already done this in the past, that they're bigots. That's what they're going to have to do. Just like when Kamala Harris lost. I think that's the best kind of example of this recently. You saw Barack Obama going to young black men and telling them that they were sexist because they didn't want to vote for a woman. It will be that on steroids. And that's not a winning strategy, telling your voters that they suck and that they're bigots. It's ultimately why the Democrat Party will fall apart. It's not going to be a long-term success. They eat their own. A party cannot eat their own and be successful. I think they will ditch their larger minorities like Mexican Americans or Black Americans for the smaller minorities like maybe the transgender community or even the gay community. And they're doing that in pursuit of a greater progressivism. It's going to make them fail. Hiring the wrong person costs you more than money. My partner, Gray Ledger, vets contractors, reads the fine print, manages timelines, and follows up so you don't get ghosted or gouged. From HVAC repairs to full renovations, they know how to keep projects on track and vendors accountable. Gray Ledger, oversight that saves time, money, and sanity. Go visit them over at grayledger.carrd.co, or you can head to the link in the description below. Beto O'Rourke, the failed candidate for every single office in Texas, went on a rant about the redistricting there. And obviously him and his Democrat colleagues are very terrified of what the Republicans are doing because it's fantastic. And in that manic rage, he said the quiet part out loud. Take a look.
Next time we win power, we're going to drive that car like we stole it. We're going to legalize every dreamer's parents, every hardworking American doing backbreaking work that makes this country so goddamn great in the first place. Even greater as U.S. citizens.
So it's only a 20-second clip, but there is so much to unpack there. He is openly saying the very thing that Republicans have said Democrats will do for years, and Democrats have sworn they're not doing it, and that is that he wants to give amnesty to all the illegal immigrants. And here's the irony of that, really. He is mad at the Texas Republicans for redistricting because it stacks the deck in their favor. It's not the Republicans going out and trying to change the mind of voters. They're reorganizing Texas, right? And that's what his whole speech is about. But then in that same breath, he admits that Democrats are going to grant amnesty so that they will get more votes, which again is also not going out and trying to convince the existing voters. It is creating new voters. And what's even crazier is that Texans are doing this through a democratic process that actually happens regularly, whereas the amnesty is a one-time deal. I mean, that's not something that just regularly happens. And it's not a conspiracy theory at this point. At this point, over the last few months, Democrats have been incredibly brazen about their desire to legalize immigrants. What we heard in 2024 when Kamala Harris was running was that that was a conspiracy theory. It wasn't real. Democrats didn't want to do that. And now they just openly talk about it. Like it's nothing. I mean, it's just part of the Democrat platform. And sometimes you talk to them and they say it's a conspiracy theory. And sometimes they just are like, yeah, that's the plan. And it's crazy. The other thing he says is that that's also insane in the speech is he says that what makes the country so great in the first place is that there are immigrants who are doing the back-breaking work. And I can't help but be amazed at how they repeatedly admit that they love immigrants for how well they work in the fields. That's just what they say. That's just a different way of saying exactly what he just said. It sounds exactly, it's an 1860s Democrat. There was no party flip, folks. This is the same Democrat Party as the 1860s. It is the same talking points. They will not give it up. They love how hard people work in the fields. That's what they say. At the same time, by the way, as Beto saying that he'll do everything and anything he wants when he gets back into power, he went on MSNBC to talk about how evil and tyrannical Republicans were. Take a look.
And I just think it's super clear that Republicans care about power and nothing else. And for far too long, Democrats have cared about being right, coloring within the lines, following rules. And power has always been a secondary consideration. We need to absolutely flip that around and focus on power exclusively. It's why I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing by Governor Newsom in California, Governor Pritzker in Illinois, even Governor Hochul in New York. They're talking about seizing the initiative and redrawing their congressional boundaries to maximize Democratic Party advantage. We got to fight fire with fire. I mean, we wish the refs were going to call the fouls, that there were going to be penalties for what they are doing right now, but the refs have left the arena.
Yeah, they're or corrupted.
All and to or fight rich. This out and to win. We got to be focused on it.
No, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're not allowing you to rewrite history. Republicans colored between the lines. It's the opposite of what he said. Republicans colored between the lines while Democrats destroyed our political norms and decorum and rules time and time again. And now for the very first time, really, this is what Trump has done to the Republican Party in the best way possible. Republicans have the balls to fight back. And it hasn't just been happening this year. I mean, it's been happening since maybe 2018. Republicans are actually fighting fire with fire because, again, Democrats are the ones that ended the filibuster for presidential nominations back in 2013. That was not Republicans. Democrats are the ones that tried to end the filibuster altogether quite recently, and Republicans stopped them from doing that. Democrats just destroyed what impeachment means by just trying to impeach Trump every single time they can for anything and everything. Democrats have been trying to end the Electoral College since 2000. Democrats don't hold primaries anymore in their own political party, and then they talk about democracy. And Democrats are the ones that wanted to expand the Supreme Court during Biden to pack it with 13 justices. So again, I'm sick of hearing this crap. It's just noise at this point. Everything Republicans are doing in Texas right now with the redistricting, which is what he's mad about, are totally within the Texas Constitution, and they have a supermajority to do it. They've not changed any of the customs of Texas law to do this. Everything is within the lines. Everything. And Beto O'Rourke knows that, but he wants power so bad. This is what they do. Every accusation is them admitting that they're doing it. I mean, he's looking at this person on MSNBC, this deeply unserious journalist, and he's saying they just want power. While it's Beto O'Rourke that wants power more than anybody. Nobody wants more power than him. He was a U.S. congressman from like 2013 to 2019. Then he lost, and he tried to run for Senate, and he lost. Then he lost when he tried to run for president. Then he lost when he tried to run for governor of Texas. Who knows what he's going to try next? He has tried to run for every single thing because of how much he loves power. The one thing I'm positive of is it will be something to get him more power in the future. Whatever he does, that's his goal. The progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. It's on Amazon. It's only $9.99. I talk about some crazy stories I know you'll enjoy. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.